Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. At the outset, I would like to warmly congratulate you on your appointment as chair of the GGE. I'm sure that all of us recognize the importance and timely nature of this process, and we wish you and your able team the best of luck. Finland fully aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union, but please allow me to make a few observations in my national capacity. Mr. Chairperson, distinguished colleagues, rapid technological advancements shape the world in ways that can be difficult to predict. Increasing autonomy and machine learning in civilian applications and technological innovations hold many beneficial aspects for humankind. They are largely unproblematic from the viewpoint of international law. If innovations are applied to military hardware, questions regarding their application, predictability, reliability, and ultimately bearing the responsibility for them become highly relevant also from a regulatory perspective. The GGE should be used as an opportunity to engage in a concrete dialogue on the obligations we face when assessing the development and use of new weapons, means, and methods of warfare. Mapping out the technological, operational, legal, political, and social aspects of the development and use of lethal autonomous weapon systems would be beneficial for better understanding this highly complex issue. Increasing transparency and information sharing relevant to this topic should also be explored. Finland believes that compliance with international humanitarian and human rights law should be a key component of our discussions in the GGE. The notion of meaningful human control over lethal autonomous weapon systems needs to be at the center of our deliberations. Human control of decisions of life and death must be possible already at an early stage of a weapon's operating sequence. Development of weapons and means of warfare, where humans are completely out of the loop, would pose serious risks from the legal and ethical viewpoints. The technological foundation of autonomy makes the issue of laws highly complex, as autonomy takes many forms in modern means of warfare, from mobility to intelligence gathering and to the safe management of a system. While these important non-critical elements of autonomy in weapon systems are also important, we believe that the main focus of our discussions in the GGE should be, first and foremost, clarifying the legal and ethical dilemmas regarding the use of force by weapons which can detect, identify, and attack targets autonomously. In a world where technology develops far faster than political processes, we see merit in an approach focusing on compliance with international law and regulations. The most lasting results can be made on this basis. With regard to the critical functions of laws, the GGE should aim at agreeing on general principles. These principles should guide policymaking even before potential technological advancements and the realization of laws. Finland highlights the importance of adhering to the rule of international humanitarian law in all circumstances. Legal reviews undertaken in accordance with Article 36 of the Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions are essential in the study, development, acquisition, or adoption of new weapons. Any new weapon, whether autonomous or not, should always be used in a manner which distinguishes combatants from civilians, should be proportionate in the environment it operates in, and should have the necessary mechanisms in place to avoid harm to civilians, civilian infrastructure or military personnel or the compound. With reference to the question put forward in the Chair's Food for Thought paper, the potential deployment of laws should not lead to lowering the threshold of use of force. Defining a definition of laws could be helpful, but we also recognize the inherent difficulty therein. Perhaps we should rather conceptualize and categorize the main elements of autonomy if attempting to define the full technological nature of particular weapons or means of warfare proves overwhelming. As we have experienced in discussions on another topic, there is no universal agreement on the definition of terrorism either. Yet we have been able to agree on global cooperation and on concrete action in this field. The issue of laws, in its complexity and multidimensional nature, rather rather unique in the arms control sphere, and it should not be tackled in a silo. In this vein, we would like to positively note the contributions made by several non-governmental organizations, independent experts, and industry leaders in raising awareness on this issue. Also, working papers submitted by delegations, such as those by Netherlands and Switzerland, as well as France and Germany, have useful and concrete suggestions for a way forward. We see the CCW as the correct forum for the discussions on laws. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.